Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Peter Beardsley sent me a song.
Peter Beardsley's done a song?
Yeah, I don't know what his intention is.
Right.
He sent me a song.
Okay.
And I could play that.
Right.
It's a bit sad, but...
It'll be a nice way to end with a bit of pathos.
No, it's a bit miserable, yeah.
Why not?
So, these days, a lot of folk didn't remember me so well, like, but, for example... For the last 5 years, I've been going up the bus depot most days. It's very colourful up there, and there's lots of banter between the crew and mechanics and the lasses in the office. I sit on the low wall, like outside, and I can hear most of what's going on through the big double doors. Keeps me company while I eat my chicken wrap. But faces have changed now. Most of the guys my age have moved on, really. Sometimes when they see me, they shut the doors rather than invite me in. Years ago, they used to let me heat my chicken wrap up in the microwave, but that's stopped now. I mean, it's okay cold. I do my weekly shop down at Asda. Sliced white, baked beans, margarine, ambrosia cream rice, evaporated milk, bunch of bananas, tinned ham for a sandwich, eggs for hard-boiled egg, rich tea biscuits, some ice cream for the weekend, Then I just grab a load of ready meals. The wife doesn't like to cook these days since, you know, she rejected Jesus. I wake up early nearly every day, go downstairs, watch some of the TV shows I used to watch with my boy when he was young, and I've noticed I pick my nails quite a lot these days. The downpipe on the shed's leaking at one of the joints. I got a new sofa the other day, corduroy material, grey. The wife has took the corner facing the TV, so I generally just sit on a little stool that my boy used when he had his supper in front of the telly, you know. I go down my local most nights. The bar that I always drink in has been turned into a restaurant, but there's still 4 or 5 seats at the actual bar. It's okay, but as soon as the restaurant fills up, it feels like I'm getting in a way, so I drink up and head home. You know, tell you that ever since the neighbour moved in, like, near this knocking at night seems to be coming from the loft, but as soon as I go to investigate, it seems to stop. You know that pub I mentioned, like, my boy had his first drink in that pub. I haven't seen him now for what, about 5 months, but he always phones his mum on Sundays, and I get to say hello, you know, at the end of the call. That's it, really.
Peter Beardsley's sent me one of his stories, one of his, I don't know what he calls them, an update, something like that.
Right.
So I'll play that for you.
Please do.
We must have been next to his clock.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. No, I'm just back from the middle of today. I got a snacky caravan there. Used to be lovely, but the site has got a lot of welfare benefit people on it now, and they don't really look after their rigs. You know, I've got a few sculpture pieces and I got from my garden centre outside my rig. A lion on its back legs holding a spade. A princess, oh, beautiful princess, lowering a bucket into a well, like a little group of kids doing ring, 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 ring of roses. And a nice chicken wrapping in the car on the way back, you know. The chicken was nice and lumpy, really lumpy, lovely lumps in it, you know. Not them thin slices, like. I did have a massive frog that spat water out like a fountain, but the pump started making a whiny noise and packed up. The pipes are rusted and the plaster's cracked, like, so I've put a little wedge on the frog's chin and stop its head dropping off, you know. Dog dead. When my son was a lad, like, he used to stay overnight in the caravan, you know, and we'd do a bit of fishing together, catching odd mackerel, whiting, fucking cod, you know. If we got a decent cod, we'd boil it up and eat some spuds in the caravan. Must be 30 years since, you know, me and the lad last went fishing. The knocking in me loft really was last night. I took a torch up and a banana to investigate it, but stopped as soon as I got to the top of the ladder. I did notice light coming through some tiny gaps in the party wall on the Albanian fella's side, so I filled those over with some banana skin. I didn't bother trying to get back to sleep. He took me torch out in the garden and have a look about. I was looking in his shed and I noticed two little white cricket stumps that were from when I used to play cricket with me lad. And used to let them get me out and encourage him, like they encourage him. I also noticed some disturbed earth, so I had a dig at it and found the wife's Bible, like, you know. She'd wrapped it in barbed wire and took a dump on it. She'd been really is pretty fervent about rejecting Jesus, like, you know. My son phoned last week. The wife got the phone first, but never mind, you know. At the end of the call, I got a few minutes to talk to him, you know, and told him I was going to the caravan, but he just said he didn't meet nothing but the place. And I go now, and my wife wants her hard-boiled eggs, so I'm popping out after I'm tidied up after the wife's eggs, going to buy some weed oil, you know.
So that was Peter's...
that's an update. He sounds like things are looking up for him, because he seemed a bit down the last time we heard from him, but, you know...
Do you think he was a more upbeat then?
I think definitely, yeah. I think 2018's going to be a great year for Peter Beardsley.
It's a shame, isn't
it? Sounds of that.
I think his wife always gets the phone before him when the son phones.
Yeah.
A bit sad.
I wonder if that's deliberate, whether she's trying to keep them apart, do you think?
I don't know, Andy, I don't know. Maybe he'll tell us one day. Now, listen, Peter Beardsley, because he's been in all this bother, he sent me a message.
Right.
I suppose, to be honest with you, it's a bit of an explanation.
Right.
As to what's been going
on. Okay, that's good. It's good that he's got this platform.
So I feel obliged to read it out, really.
Fair enough, go for it. But were you going to read it out, or is it a recording that he sent?
Oh, it's a recording that he sent me.
And you might know, Peter... you have been in trouble this week over bullying at young footballers at Newcastle. Sorry, this is a bit out of it, is it?
Well, you might know Peter's been in trouble this week over bullying young footballers. So I was surprised when I got a message for him. So I'll play it for you, shall I?
Yeah.
Right, Leo.
You know, I got into a bit of trouble at work, like, you know, and I started shouting at one of the young lads, calling him a dirty foreign, but it was a really bad day for me, and the lad had been giving me like a load of lip like in that week, so I suppose I should explain, really, you know. So anyway, the year before, I couldn't sleep, you know, like the banging in the loft from the Albanian fella next door, like, hey, take a constant tap, tap, tap. Like, bit like a tool used in carpet laying, you know, but who lays carpets in the loft in the middle of the night, you know? It's certainly not a UK thing. I don't know, one of you's got someone as, like, hostage, you know, like an hostage in his roof fight, so, you know, I noticed that the usual bloke in the MP garage hadn't been there for a few weeks, like, so not to worry. Even though I was set aside an egg sandwich for the wife, and, you know, in case he needed a late night egg hit, you know. So I got up about five because of the tap, 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 and, you know, and they put me slippers and dressing gown on and went downstairs, and, you know, I put a bowl of oats so simple. Golden syrup layer in the microwave, you know, it takes 2 minutes. I wish it were longer, really, because I enjoy watching the ball, you know, go round and round and round and round and round. Anyway, and when the ping noise happened, you know, I reached in to get the ball out, but it was red hot, like, and I dropped a whole lot on the floor. Like, there was oats so simple, like, anywhere, you know, all over the laminate, up the front of the cabinet, and the ball had broke. Now, I'm cleaning up the mess, like, you know, me bucket and mop and that, when I hear the wife come downstairs and, like, I shit myself because I've broken a favourite ball. It's the white one that, like, me son got a years ago, you know, saying best mum in town. And he never got me a best dad one, you know. He said they didn't sell them, but I think that they must have just sold out because I've seen the dad ones all over the town, you know. Well, I picked up the pieces of blood.
I'm just going to stop this recording there, Andy.
Just press pause there, have you?
Press pause, yeah. Uh-huh. It's pretty long, this, so you will tolerate it.
Absolutely.
Sorry, it's pretty long, this. Yeah. All right.
Press play.
Okay.
Well, I quickly, like, picked up the pinches in the bowl and wrapped them in newspapers from last night's pre-sweetened and chips and popped them in the bin, like, anyway, she had a right mardy look on her face. What was that fucking noise I heard just after the microwave ping? Sounded like something smashing. Why have you got me mop out without permission? Well, like, I think on my feet, and I told her I'd dropped me cup of tea and explained that, like, I'm really sorry, you know. Sorry for using the mop without permission. Sorry for the mess. And sorry for breaking the ball. Looked at me like, you know, I was an advert, then walked back upstairs and did her a couple of boiled eggs and left them outside the door. See you later, and love, I shouted from outside the door, but she never replied. Dog dead. Well, as soon as I got to work at the training ground, I said to this young foreign lad, nip into off to town and get my replacement best mum in tune ball. I showed him which one it was using Google Images. So I said, he could treat himself to a chicken wrap, you know. So go on, like, I know a chicken wrap, man, you know, especially if the lettuce is nice and crunchy. Crunchy, crunchy. Anyway, like, he came back about an hour later, but sure enough, he got the ball, but it was the wrong size. You know, he got soap ball rather than the Celia size. So, well, knowing that the wife would like lump me without hesitation, which he has been doing a lot since she rejected the Lord Baby Jesus, I lost my rag and I gave this foreign lad a slap. No, now he's gone to the authorities and I'm like in deep shit. You know, so think if only I hadn't been woken up by the banging in the loft, everything would be a lot different. You know, if you knew my wife, you might understand. But you don't, so I guess I'm on my own here. Jesus said, you know, don't judge him until you've walked in his shoes when, you know. Bloody hell, don't tell me wife I mentioned Jesus. She hates fucking it. I broke it the point. Anyway, no, wife wants a mushroom omelette, so I'd better be on my way anyway.
Oh, Peter.
So there's...
Poor Peter.
Yeah, so he'd had a really bad day. I don't know whether that's mitigation for him, you know.
Well, I can't condone that kind of thing.
It's difficult, isn't
it? I mean, if he worked at a call centre and he'd gone in and just lumped them on day one, that would have been all right, but you know.
Yeah.
Not when there's a racial element out as well. You can't be doing that.
I mean, it's truth what he says, like, you know, don't judge someone until you've walked in their shoes, but I suppose... So
that's kind of something Jesus would have said, isn't it?
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We don't know what's been going on, do we? So
we will.
We'll see what happens.
Well, I've been home ever since I was suspended today from my coaching job, which hasn't been easy, like, at all, you know. I got the wife back and at me all day and snagging off Jesus, like, and as usual, I've been woken up early most nights because of tap, tap, tappy, tap, tapping in my loft, you know. Now, I'm convinced it's the Albanian fella next door, so last night, about 2 a.m, I went into my loft and started banging on one of my wife's baking trays with my trumpet. I thought it might flush him out, like, you know. I bought my son a trumpet, you know, for his 12th birthday, but he only did a couple of pops on it and then he seemed to disappear from the house, like, so I never knew what happened to that, like. I asked him where it was a couple of times, but he just looked at me like I was an advert. Well, I got no response from the Albanian, so I crept downstairs like, you know, a midnight shadow, so I didn't wake up the wife. I got into the kitchen and, you know, it's the most beautiful feeling in the world to be alone in the kitchen, you know, in the half-light, with no one around to spy on you and what you're up to. Wife doesn't really give me permission to go in the kitchen if I'm not cooking her eggs, like, you know. Don't dare. So, I got a little torch out of the drawer, you know, it's lovely, got a lovely yellow shaft, like bright yellow, you know, like a banana, or the alternate stripes on a wasp, or like a price reduced sticker, you know, on a chicken wrap. I often go down Morrison's around 6 p.m. like, to check out the reductions, especially if the wife's in one of her turmoils, like, you know. Love a chicken wrap, me. I like it best if it's been cut in half, then I can attack it from an open end rather than a blunt end. But, you know, it's not a deal breaker. A chicken wrap is a chicken wrap. Anyway, I open a few cupboards to look at the food, you know, like Roundtree's jelly. I like the lime one, but wife just gets raspberry. Evaporated milk. Long life milk, you know, tinned peaches, dried onion slices, ambrosia rice, walnuts, goblin meat pudding. It's mainly UK food, really, you know. Anyway, nothing that I fancy, so I turn toward the fridge, like, and I stub my toe on the table leg. Well, it hurts like fuck, you know, not, but I don't cry out. I go straight to the chest freeze to get some frozen peas to put on it. Well, I shine me yellow torch inside the freezer. I can't see anything but frozen corn cobs. Wife's like swaving them about if she's got a knack on, you know. I rummage about a bit and there in the bottom corner. Look, the music's run out, Andy. Oh, it starts up again automatic.
Good.
All right, here we go. I rummage about a bit, you know, in the freezer, and then in the bottom corner, I see something that makes my heart leap. It's a couple of fish fingers that must have fallen out of the box, like, you know, and a solitary frozen UK-style bread bun. The thing is, I like a fish finger sandwiches, you know, nearly as much as a wrap. But I'm not allowed bread and fish since the wife rejected Jesus. Because, you know, bread and fish is very much associated with the bloke, like, you know, that. You know, very close association. That's why I always eat me chicken wraps when I'm out and about, you know. I know it's like a foreign bread, but I'm not taking a chance with the wife, like, no. So I'm shaking like a leaf with excitement as I put the bun in the microwave to defrost and the fingers in the oven. Well, the bun is going round and round and round and round. And in the torchlight, you know, it looks like a successful painting. I'm transfixed and I forget to open the door before it bings, you know. Well, that's it. Before you know it, the lights are on and the wife is stood at the kitchen door. What the fuck are you doing in my kitchen, you little fucking creep? And who gave you permission to use the fucking yellow torch? Now, listen, love, I'm sorry I'm in your kitchen without permission, like, you know, and I'm sorry I woke you up with the ping. I'm sorry I'm running down the battery on the yellow torch. Now, shut your fucking mouth, or I'll lamp you. Why's my oven on? And what are you cooking in the microwave, like? Well, I had to, like, think quickly, you know, because if the wife knew there was bread and fish in the house, she would beat me, like, within a fart of me life. I was just defrosting a corn cob to throw at the church later, and the oven's on because I thought you might, like, bake eggs for change, love. Well, she mad it, like, so I'm off the hook, you know. She says she'll bang on the ceiling when she wants her eggs, and she, like, fucks off back to bed, like, you know. Well, I quickly grabbed the bun and the fingers and put them back in the bottom of the freezer. Whilst I'm doing it, like, I see a glimpse of, like, a brass pipe or something like a brass pipe anyway. I tug at it and, would you believe it, me son's trumpet. After I took the eggs and had a walk and I had a walk into the park and played a few pipes on the trumpet, you know, to the tune One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley, you know. It was dark before I knew it, so I got back home and had some biscuits and custard on me lap, you know. Got to be honest, I couldn't stop thinking about them fish fingers and that UK bun in the bottom of the freezer. So near, you know, but so far.
It finished on the button.
I might just put that out as a standalone episode.
Now, how do I stop this? That's the next question, isn't it?
I don't know what you're playing it on, so I haven't got a clue. Is it a web page? Have you done it?
No, I've started playing something else.
Oh, okay. Let's give that a listen, see how that's like.
Mr. Beasley's been in touch again with another update, Andrew.
Oh, good, right.
All right, Bob. Another day at home with the wife, like, you know, and they still won't let me back at work, like, you know, because of the trouble with the foreign lads, like. So, anyway, yesterday, like, about mid-morning, I'd spent a couple of hours staring out of my back window, you know. I put one of the curtain nets over my shoulder so that I can stare hands-free, like, you know. It had been a really good staring session, like, you know, I saw a pigeon, like, and a blackbird, and a ginger cat, you know, with a red collar. Oh, shit, I've said blackbird, that's going to get me more bother expect. Anyway, it suddenly struck me, like, that, you know, the flower bed had, like, a little dip in the centre of it, you know, like someone had scooped up some soil and nicked it, so I thought I had better go right straight out there and investigate. Dug it. And we turned the curtain like net to its resting position, you know, and the wife likes to have four furrows in it and to slightly overlap the other net, like, you know, the one on the east. I made sure I did it right, otherwise the wife would know that I'd been staring out the window, like, and she doesn't approve of it as a pastime, and I don't want to get shouted out for nout again. You know what I mean? So I put me wellies on and wrap up warm with me anorak and me Newcastle scarf and bobble hat. Oh, just even saying wrap up, it puts me right in the mood for a chicken wrap. Another chicken wrap, me, you know. I like the chicken lumpy, I like the lettuce crispy, and I like the wrap cut in half so I don't have to approach it from a blunt end. I don't like tomato in it. It's a very vibrant and red colour, you know, and the wife has banned tomatoes from the house because they're a reminder of the blood of Christ. The bobble hat actually belongs to my son, you know. I bought this from about 5 years ago from the bobble hat department at the club shop, like, not with enough time we went anywhere together, to be honest. After we left the shop, he went off with his mates to watch the game, you know. I don't know why they don't sell chicken wrapped at the match, you know, it could make a killing. Well, as I'm walking up the garden, I look into the Albanian fella's garden and I notice that he has a freshly potted up plant by his back door, you know. Well, I'm no detective, like, but it strikes me as very suspicious that he has fresh soil for his plant, and meanwhile, soil appears to have been removed from my border. I go to the border and put my hand in the little scooped out area so I can assess the amount of soil that's been removed, you know. Just then the wife opens the bedroom window, like, and she shouts at me.
What the fuck are you doing in me garden right now, lads? Bobble at you, little fucking creep. I don't give you permission to fanny about in my border.
So I said, I'm sorry about coming in the garden without your permission, love. I'm sorry for wearing Gary's hat again without your permission, but I'm sorry, but I'm not fannying about, love. I was examining the soil for a possible theft.
Don't fucking answer me back, you little fucking doyle. Get back inside and cook me a couple of fucking boiled eggs. Scoop them fucking out and put them on Weetabix. And they'd better be fucking runny.
Then, like, she shuts the window and just stares at me, you know, like I'm an advert. No, I know, as I'm told, you know, she's a bit feisty, the wife, especially when she's in turmoil over Jesus, like, you know. But I do love her very much, really. I asked her once why she had rejected Jesus, and she just said,
if Jesus was all he's fucking cracked up at me, then he wouldn't have chained me to you little fat.
It's fair enough, I suppose. Anyway, later that day I solved the mystery of the little dip in the border. It was where the ginger cat had taken her shit. No. I'll sign off now, like, the wife's just banged on the ceiling to some scrambled, like. So I just thought I'd tell you some jokes, like, to cheer myself up, you know. So just bear with us as you get me joke book out. I went into the shop and I said, can I buy a goldfish? And, like, the guy said, do you want it in the aquarium? I said, I don't care what star size it is.
My mate is in love with two school bags. He's bisexual. Just a second. I've phoned the local gym and asked if they could teach me how to do the splits. He said, well, how flexible are you? And I said, I can't make Tuesdays or Thursdays. I went to the local video shop and I said, can I borrow a Batman forever? He said, no. No, you have to bring it back. You have to bring it back tomorrow. I've got some more audiences. My photograph's gone out of the wrong way. I went into the shop and I said, can someone sell me a kettle? The bloke said, Kenwood. I said, where's he then? One Peter Beardsley, there's only one Peter Beardsley. See you then, Bob.
So that's Peter's. I always send him a message back. Like,
do you? Yeah. It's not a one-way correspondence thing.
No, he needs...
That's good.
He needs bringing out of himself.
He needs a bit of encouragement, yeah.
I'm going to try and get him to go out in his garden more, maybe keep notes of what he sees and that.
Right.
Just might. I like him to get in a bit of fresh air.
Okay.
So, Peter Beardsley sent me one of his updates, Andy. Do you want
good.
To hear that?
I'd love to sit back and hear that, please.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Bob. I'm still not back at work, you know, because of the business with the foreign lads, like, you know, so just at home, really, getting under the wife's feet, you know, and watching the clock go round and round and round and round until it's time to go and sleep, you know, in the spare room. Me mate Billy, the bus came round yesterday, you know. He brought me a colouring book and some crayons. Like, it's a very nice example of the genre, you know. It's got a seal balancing on a big ball, unicorn, a moomin looking at the suitcase, and a caravan next to a tree, right, you know. My favourite one was a robot feeding a robot baby with an oil can, so I've been doing that today. Billy didn't get me a silver pencil, so to be honest, the robot looks a bit shit. I coloured it in brown instead, so I hope no one sees it, else that'd probably be me in more trouble. Dog dirt. Billy, you know, took me out in his car to cheer me up, you know. We went up the Asda Lake and got a couple of chicken wraps to eat in the car park, you know. Well, the moment I bit into it, I knew there was something wrong, like, you know. It was a double disaster, you know, because, one, it was wholemeal wrap, which is hard work, you know. I like me chicken wrap to have a nice soft melty in your mouthy, like, you know, a melt in your mouth sort of texture to it. You know, almost stodgy, Bob, you know. Two, it had fucking chilli in it. Now, for me, chilli is far too striking to be in a chicken wrap, you know, it's very overpowering. Still, chicken wrap is a chicken wrap, so I persevered, and I must say the chicken was nice and lumpy. Lovely, lumpy, lumpy chicken. Oh, yeah. On the way back, you know, we popped into the bookies and I won a tenner on the gambling machine, like, you know, and I felt really happy. You know, like you might feel if you... Now you pull off a sharp dance move at an important disco. Anyway, that was short-lived because when I got home, the wife was waiting for me at the front door. Where the fuck have you been, you little fucking creep? I've been waiting for over a fucking hour for me porch sticks.
Then I'm sorry, Nova, I went out without telling you. And I'm sorry I've let your iron dry, porch stick-wise, but Billy the Bush popped round and took us out for a drive.
Billy the Bush, that fucking fat wanker! Hold on, have you been eating behind my back?
Well, if she knew I'd had foreign bread, she would have lamped me, like, you know. Ever since she rejected Jesus, she's banned bread because it reminds her of the fella, like, and whole meals worse because it's such an intense bread, you know. Probably around, like, even when Jesus were alive, like. So I told her I had a sausage roll and that was very sorry I had done that.
And where'd you get your fucking money for that fucking doll? Where did you get the money for that, you fucking doll? Have you been in my fucking purse? Empty your pockets now!
Well, I'm doing a tour later, and of course, she sees the £10 later on one of the bookies.
Oh, you little fucking scheming thief! Give us that cash back and get four fucking poachies on! And they'd better be fucking runny. As for that useless fat prick Billy, get on the phone, tell him he's not fucking welcome back here no more. I bet it was him that put you up to it.
Well, I didn't dare tell her I'd been in the bookies, like, so I just did as she was told. She's upstairs asleep now, so I'm just colouring in as quietly as I can, like, and my son used to like a colouring in book. He always did the clown first, like, cos said it reminded me him of me, you know, so that's a nice memory. Anyway, I'd finish up cheers both up Bob with some jokes, you know, like from me joke book. Just got me joke book here somewhere. I was in the jungle and there was this monkey with a tin opener. I said, you don't need a tin opener for a banana. He said, no, this is for fucking custard. I told my wife I'd got a job at bowling alley. 10 pence, she said. No, it's a permanent post, I replied. I went to the doctor and they said, I've got a problem, you know. I always have a dump every morning, it's 6 o'clock. He said, what's the problem with that? I said, don't get up till 8:30. This recruitment consultant asked me, he said, what do you think of voluntary work? I said, I wouldn't do it if you paid me. I can't tell the one about the elephant, mate, because the wife says it's too mucky, so I'll say it, Bob, anyway. One Peter Beardsley, there's only one Peter Beardsley. One Peter Beardsley. Say you, Bob.
Seems all right, doesn't he? Seems all right.
Yeah, I think he'll be back to work soon, surely.
Well, fingers crossed, you know.
Just as it'll be done, no doubt. One way or the other.
I don't know the ins and outs.
No. It's not for us to judge, is it? What do you reckon? If he walked in now, would you reckon baddie or guilty or...
Oh, bad luck.
Using your solicitor's opinion.
Oh, I think he's got... very unreadable face. I wouldn't like...
You wouldn't play a poker against him?
No, I wouldn't. No chance. Okay.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
No, right, Bob. I've nipped out in the house to give you an update on how things are going and all that, and everything's beautiful in its own way, you know. So, I'm just sat on the low wall round the back of the local shop site, you know. I've got me puffer jacket on, because although the sun is shining, it's still a bit chilly, and me puffer jacket was described by the retailer as a windproof puffer and suitable for static staring in a winter environment. I'm eating a chicken wrap from the one-stop store. Oh, I love a chicken wrap, me, you know. It's a good basic example today. Nice soft tortilla that has been softened a bit, you know, by the juices seeping in, and a lovely lumpy chicken is lumpy with a bit of flame grill effect on the individual lumps, you know, like as if they've been drawn on. It had two blunt ends and not a cut in the middle, so I unwrapped the rack, as it were, and spread the contents centrally across the tortilla and rolled it up like a pancake, you know, like a pancake. My son used to love pancake day. Used to say, "Here, Dad, take the pan. You're the only tosser in this house." He did it as a joke, you know, but he always kept a very straight face. Like, nice memory, though. Dog day. Truth is, Bob, the wife threw me out the house this morning, you know. I was staring out the bedroom window, mainly examining the Albanian fella next door's garden. He's put a gas barbecue on his patio decking, you know. Fuck knows what he's going to brew up on that. I've heard the Albanians like to cook up lamb guts and chickpeas, you know. I've looked through his bins once, and I couldn't see any eggshells, like, so I don't reckon they eat boilers or poachies, you know, like us lot. Suddenly, anyway, the wife says,
"What are you staring at, you little fucking creep? You're blocking me light and casting a shadow over homes under the fucking hammer."
So I said, "I'm sorry about blocking the light, like, you know, and I'm sorry about casting the shadow over your exciting programme. I was just having a nice stare, you know, while I waited for you to finish your boilies."
"Well, that's just it, you fucking dial. I'm not going to be fucking finishing them. What's the main criteria for a decent fucking boiler?"
"Well, the white part should be firm, mate, and the yellow part should be runny, love."
"Never mind runny. They should be fucking runny. Like food sauce, a long life cream, or the shit that comes out of mini fucking KMs. Look at these, they're like fucking Haribos."
"Sorry, love. I'll go and do you some fresh ones." Well, she stares at me for 30 seconds, you know, like I'm just a nationwide advert. And then she says,
"Don't even fucking bother. Get out of my sight. In fact, get out of the fucking house and don't come back till tea time when I need me scrambled."
So I quietly went out and found myself at the back of the shops here, you know. It's where I hung around when I was a kid, and, you know, I didn't have a care in the world then, really. This puffer jacket I've got has a breast pocket with a zip and two side pockets that don't have a zip, but I'm a press stud. It's a bit fiddly. It's got a concealed hood in the collar that is accessed by zip. There's a drawstring around the waist, you know, and it's got a couple of toggles on it that I like putting in my mouth. Right, I'd better be getting back now, but I'll do a few jokes from my joke book, like to cheer you all up, and everything I do it for you, so give it a go. My sister works for British Gas. Do you want to meet her? A clown turned up late for work on his first day and he got sacked from the circus. He's suing for funfair dismissal. I burnt my Hawaiian pizza last night. I must use a lower setting. I went to the zoo the other day. The only animal there was a dog. It was a shit zoo. One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley. One Peter Beardsley. No, I'll see you, Bob, anyway. Ta-ra.
Oh, so he didn't sound... He's had a rollicking from the wife, can he?
She's a brute, isn't she?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She wants her eggs down the way she wants them.
Well, I mean, and in many ways, that's fair enough.
That's life. I had poached eggs for my tea last night, Bob.
Yeah.
A couple of poached eggs.
Did you use poachies, those little...
Nah,
have you seen that?
Did them in the pan of water. I created the whirlpool effect with
very
a fork.
Good. Very good,
again. Bit of vinegar in as well.
Yeah.
I did them right.
Have you seen poachies, the little packets you get that you crack the egg into?
No. What are they, from like B&M or something?
I don't, could be B&M, yeah. Do you want to hear from Peter?
Oh, do I ever?
You like to?
Love to. Has he sent you another one of these tips?
If I can just find it.
That's all right, no rush.
No, right, Bond. You don't have to keep you up to date, you know, what's happening and that. Like, he's still not back at work because of his trouble with the foreign lads, like. So... I was up early today, like, I hadn't really slept because of the bagging on the loft from the Albanian fella next door, right above my ceiling in the spare room. Dog dirt. So I'm downstairs, like, on my own, you know, she's nice. And I have a good stare out of the front window, and one of the lampposts is blinking, blinky blink. So I had a bit of fun, you know, blinking in the same sequence as the lamppost. Cheered me right up that night, you know. When I'd finished blinking now, I went into the kitchen, you know, to make like a cup of tea, like. The wife don't mind me going in the kitchen before she's awake, you know, as long as I don't open any of the cupboards. And I take the whistle off the kettle, you know. Well, I get in the kitchen, like, and it's a big surprise because there's the wife sat there, you know, and she, I say, good morning, love.
Good fucking good morning, me, you little creep. Why are you up so fucking early?
I was woke up by the banging from the Albanian fella next door, love.
Don't be so fucking daft, you slack bastard. Next door, I've all gone away for a week to pick spuds in Norfolk.
All right, well, maybe then it was a ghost, love.
Ghost? You'll be a fucking ghost in a minute if you don't get me a couple of fucking poachies on Smash Lake and fill that spastic mug with fucking dark tea.
I'm sorry, love. Sorry I mentioned ghosts, like, and I'm sorry I hadn't anticipated your early rising this morning. I'll get them eggs on straight away. So, you know, I did a nice couple of poachies, like.
Nice and runny, then. Very fucking nice. You better not have forgot it's the big shop today up the fucking Asda.
No, love. Hey, love,
I'm wondering, you know, would it be okay if I dropped the Waitrose, you know? I hear they do a lovely chicken wrap, lovely lumpy chicken bits the side of walnuts and that. I could eat it in the car park before I set off back, like, you know. Well, she just stares at me for a bit in disgust, you know, like I was a nationwide advert or something like that. And,
in your fucking head. You can't get a decent fucking cheap egg there. It's all fancy shite like Kestrel eggs and poodle milk. Now you'll do as you're fucking told and go to Asda.
Sorry for mentioning Waitrose, love. Shall I make a list?
Well, you'll never fucking remember without one, will you, you dozy fucking prick?
No, love. Right, fire away. I've got the pencil and paper ready.
Right. 6 dozen cheap fucking eggs. Large ones, no fucking tiddlers. 8 pints long life milk. 10 tins of peaches in syrup, not fucking fruit juice, mind. 2 barrels of smash. 3 bags tin spoons. 3 bags of frozen corn cobs and a crate of stout.
Right, okay, love. Once I've cleaned up your breakfast stuff and hovered round, you know. She says,
you're good lad, Peter. Get yourself something you like for your tea. Anything you want.
Does that mean that I could get a chicken wrap, love? You know how much I like a chicken wrap. Though I don't understand if it's no given how they remind you of that Jesus fella like who you... like you're fucked off, like, you know, with...
Aye, you can as long as you eat it outside or in the bedroom.
Oh, thanks, love. You really are very kind to me, you know. So I go up my house there and I get the big shop. Then I do the wafers, fried egg dinner, and now here I'm in my bedroom, about to tuck into me chicken wrap. Oh, I love a chicken wrap, me. I bought a nice plain one with big lully lumpy chicken, lumpy lovely. I can't wait for night time, like, you know, when that lamppost comes on and starts blinking again. Gonna have a right good blink off with it. Anyway, Bob, I'll give you a few jokes from me joke book before I go, like, you know. So, here's me book to see which ones you like, mate. I just got a birthday card and I opened it and Yorkshire pudding fell out. It was from Aunt Bessie. I don't like that one, do you? Why did Humpty Dumpty push his girlfriend off the wall so he could see her crack? I was wondering, why the ball kept getting bigger and then bigger and then it hit me. Not so good, these ones, is it? Right, and you know, it's just whatever page I open it on, right, you know, and it's not such a good one. I very recently got crushed my pile of books. I suppose I've only got me shelf to blame. I think I've brought a wrong joke book. I've got a magic tractor, you know. It turned into a field. So anyway, one Peter Beardsley, there's only one Peter Beardsley. Yeah, cheers, Bob.
So, there you go.
Aye.
They were quite chirpy. Jokes were shit, weren't they?
The jokes were up and down. I like it when his wife softens herself a little bit in an attitude towards him. That's quite nice.
Yeah.
She's got a heart of gold, really, hasn't she?
Well, they're into a habit, aren't they?
Yeah, trapped.
That's the relationship, you know.
Yeah, that's the dynamics of it, isn't it?
I mean, the truth is, he could be on top, maybe. Who knows?
It doesn't bear thinking about, does it?
All right, Bob. Just thought I'd update you, you know, what's been going on, right, you know. I'm still at home waiting to find out what's happening with my job, like, you know, after the trouble with the phone, I'd say. So, this morning, you know, I went outside and I stood on my front lawn to have a good old long stare at my house, you know. I was particularly drawn to a wire that was sticking out on my front wall about 10 foot up, you know. Only a couple of inches long, the wire, but I reckon it was probably from, like, a security light, or maybe a burglar alarm, or slightly more outlandish explanation might be a neon sign. But the house has never been used for commercial purposes, so I doubt it. Dog dead. Talking of commercial purposes, you know, that made me think if I was going to open a shop, it would be a chicken wrap shop. I love chicken wraps, mate. I would be willing to sell other fillings, maybe tuna, maybe bacon, pork, maybe even a veggie version, you know, with hummus. But mainly chicken, only lovely, lumpy, lumpy chicken, not that fucking sliced nonsense. I would probably, you know, have all the extras displayed in them tin trays, like in Subway, you know, so people could, like, build their own wrap. I would get up nice and early whilst wife was asleep, you know, and then go to the shop and start preparing the ingredients in my own little kitchen. My own little kitchen. No one to tell me where to put stuff or which cupboards I can use, you know. Then I would nip back home and make the wife her eggs, like, you know, tidy up, move around, then back to the shop where I reckon there would be a great big long queue for Peter's chicken wraps. I would call it That's a Wrap, which is a play on words borrowed from the movie industry. Ronnie O'Sullivan is my favourite actor. No, hold on, he's a snooker player, isn't he? Well, just as I was thinking about That's a Wrap, you know, the front door open and it's the wife. Hello, love.
Don't fucking hello me, you fucking dial. What, are you stood in the middle of the lawn like a fucking gnome for, you little creep?
I'm sorry I'm stood on the grass, love. And I'm particularly sorry that I stood centrally on the lawn. I was just having a nice stare, you know, at the front of the house.
Get inside, you useless bastard, and knock me up a nice spud omelette and a very fucking dark cup of tea.
So I do the wife her omelette, right, and I take it up to her bedroom and she tucks in.
What's the main fucking criteria for a perfect omelette, Peter?
Well, it should have a nice crispy edges and the middle should be fluffy.
The middle should be fluffy? Is your mind fucking bent? It should be very fucking fluffy.
Sorry, love. Is that one okay?
Yeah, it's just about fluffy enough. So what were you staring at when I caught you, like?
I'm looking at this little wire sticking out the wall, you know. I wondered if it had previously been attached to a burglar alarm or maybe a security light. You know, it was very interesting thinking about it.
Well, that's not a fucking mystery. You should have asked me, you fucking Doyle. It was from a CCTV camera.
Should we get the VCTV camera, love?
Come here, Peter. Sit on the end of the bed.
Right, am I in trouble, love?
Just fucking do it, you shit shovel.
So I'd all sit on the bed like,
You're a good lad. Would you like a CCTV camera on that outside wall?
I would love it, you know. I could stare at it and then record myself staring at it to watch later, you know, in the spare room.
Okay. After you've washed up and hoovered round, you can pop down fucking Maplin's and get yourself a CCTV rig.
Thanks, love. You really are very kind to me. So I'm pretty happy, Bob, and I'm sat here in the spare room watching footage of me staring at me. You know, it's like a parallel world where I'm not in any bother. Anyway, mate, I better go now, but I'll tell you a couple of jokes from my joke book. Like, you know, it's nice cheering up, nice and cheery jokes. I've got some jokes like the them ones, you know, where someone walks into a bar. Just bear with me, I'll open up my book. Here we go, let's see if they're any good this week. They weren't very good last week, were they? So, a penguin walks into a bar and goes to the counter and asks the bartender, "Have you seen my brother?" And the bartender says, "I don't know. What does he look like?" Two men walk into a bar. You just thought at least one of them would have ducked. A pair of jump leads went into a bar and asked for a drink. The bartender said, "Okay, but I don't want you starting anything here." Now, this one is my favourite. A guy walks into a bar and finds a horse serving the drinks. The horse asks, "What are you staring at? Haven't you ever seen a horse tending the bar before?" And the fella says, "It's not that. I just never thought the parrot would have sold the place." So, I think I'll leave the jokes there. One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley. One Peter Beardsley. See you then, Bob.
So there's Peter. His jokes were... I mean, they're all right, weren't
they're
they?
They're not bad. Does he write them himself, do you think? Or does he just get them off the internet?
I think he goes on internet, yeah. But he still, he chooses the ones he likes, so you get a bit of...
Yeah, a bit of variety.
You get a bit of variety there.
Alright, Bob. I'm still not back at work, you know, because of the business with the foreign lads, like, so I thought I'd give you an update, you know, like, and all that and everything. Yesterday, I was up really early because the Albanian fella next door was, like, howling, you know, like a wolf in the middle of the night, like, and I reckon it was some sort of ceremony, you know, like, when you're trying to get rid of a curse or an imp that's embedded itself into one of your kids, you know, that sort of thing. Doctor. Anyway, I got up and I thought, you know what I think? I'll go outside like, and have a nice sit in my car. Now, I had to put my puffer jacket on because the car's very cold at night, you know. If I turn the engine on, I might wake up the wife later and they'd be all hell to pay, so I put me puffer on and I got inside the car. Yeah, first thing I did was have a good stare around the interior, you know. Focused like on the dashboard and the ceiling and that. Lots of lights come on, you know, without turning the engine on, so in the dark with them all turned on, I imagined that I was
like a pilot, you know, for Coconut Airways, taking the plane, happy lads and lasses, to Barbados, you know, and that was a really nice feeling, like. I've always wanted to go to the Caribbean or somewhere hot, but the wife comes out in welts and hides in the sunlight, and she reckons foreign eggs won't be as nice as good old British egg with its famous lion mark.
That lion mark is a guarantee of a tasty fucking egg, Peter.
That's what she would say, you know. I had a quick fiddle with the indicators, you know. The first thing I did was, like, clap to the same beat as them. And then I blinked in unison with the blinky lights, like, and I enjoyed that very much, and I will undoubtedly do it again next time I'm alone in the car. I suppose I should really give you a few more details about me puffer jacket. It has a hood, you know, that it folds into the collar. The hood itself is not puffer material. It's more nylon-y, you know, like a tent material. It has a pocket either side, you know, about a couple of inches above the hem. The exterior of the pocket is puffer style. Which is nice because, you know, it don't interfere with the flow of the puffer reaches. The pocket's interiors, though, are not puffer interior. I reckon it's like cotton, you know, a bit like the gloves a snooker referee might wear when he's on duty. Next thing, you know, I opened the glove compartment and closed it a few times. And suddenly I noticed the package inside it, you know, it was a half-eaten chicken wrap that I'd put there a couple of days back when I took the wife to the hospital, like, you know, to have her allergy injections and the lump on her leg drained. Well, as you know, Bob, I love a chicken wrap, me. And 2 days old or not, I was going to get tucked in. Verdict? Well, the lettuce was not as taut as I'd hoped, and the dressing had penetrated quite heavily into the bread, but the chicken was nice and lumpy. Lovely and lumpy, and knew it had hardened a bit over the 2 days, which made a very interesting contrast with the damp bread and lettuce. The overall effect was probably the most lumpy, lovely, lumpy chicken wrap I'd ever had. Suddenly, that's a bit long, Andy.
That's all right, that's 30 minutes of music, keep going.
Suddenly, the passenger door opened, Bob, and the wife gets in and realises she's furious with me.
What the fuck are you doing sat in my car in the middle of the night, you fucking Doyle? Waking me up with your flashing lights? And what are all these crumbs on the floor and your fucking dozy puffer?
I'm sorry I'm sat in your car at an inappropriate hour. I'm sorry I woke you up with my indicators, and I'm sorry I made a mess on me jacket.
Sorry something I'm sorry just isn't a fucking enough, Peter. I've had to come downstairs on me fucking lumpy legs, and you start seeping shit out.
Sorry.
I've had to come downstairs on me fucking lumpy legs, and if they start seeping shit out, then that's on you.
I'm sorry, love. Would you like me to drive you to the hospital to have it checked up, like?
No, I fucking wouldn't, you slack banging out. What I need now is a couple of fucking poachies and a nice thick and fluffy pancake. Fluffy, fucking fluffy, mind.
Okay, love. I'll get them on straight away. You go and sit on the sofa. I'll put the telly and the heating on for you. So she went inside and did her poachies for her, like.
These are fucking perfect. Very, and I mean very fucking runny. But there's nowt on the telly, you wanker. What am I meant to do? I don't want to listen to you droning on like a stream of thickened piss.
Don't worry, love. I taped you the police body cam show from last night, what you like.
Come and sit down.
Why? What's the...
Just fucking do it.
So I do as I'm told. No, I do as I'm told, mate. And she says,
yeah, good lad, Pete. Have a look at this.
And she takes a travel brochure out of a big envelope. It's called Sunshine Cruises.
I thought you might like to go somewhere sunny this year. The doctor told me my allergies have been kicked into fucking touch. Also, this cruise company only uses British produce, including eggs. I fucking checked. So, what do you reckon?
Oh, yes, please, I would love that, you know. You really are very kind to me.
There's about 6 minutes of music left.
So, that's something for me to look forward to in the Bob. So, the wife reckons summer 2020 would be best for her. Anyway, I better sign off now. I've got a few jokes from me joke book for you. So, we'll try them out now. Just open up me book. I went to the doctor's the other day and he said, you've got hypochondria. I said, oh God, not that as well. This bloke said he was going to attack me, like, you know, with his guitar. I said, is that a threat? So, turns out, you know, that if you bang two halves of a horse together, it doesn't make the sound of a coke note. My grandfather has the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban from the local zoo. Six, eight, the neighbour of the beast. I got into a fight one time with a really big bloke, you know, and he said, I'm going to mop the floor with your face. I said, you'll be sorry. He said, oh yeah, why? I said, well, you won't be able to get into the corners very well. One Peter Beardsley, there's only one Peter Beardsley, one Peter Beardsley. See you then, Bob.
So, he's gone on holiday. So, he's gone on holiday. 2020. Yeah.
That's a very specific date. Do you think she's going to be still with him then, or is she planning to go without him? Or?
When I first heard it, I thought, instead of thinking, well, that's a long wait, but that's nice, mm-hmm. I thought, is she planning to get rid of him or something?
I hope she's saving up to make it a holiday of a lifetime instead of just booking something 3 weeks in advance. Do you know what I mean?
So let's be optimistic.
We're all we can be.
Peter's going on holiday in Sunshine Cruises.
In a couple of years.
Yeah.
Nice for him.
Peter Beardsley, I would like, he's been in touch, and I don't want to upset him by not using it, Andrew.
Well, okay.
You know, I don't want to put him over the edge or anything. So
well, press the play button then, and we'll have that.
All right, Bob. I'm still not back at work, you know, because of the problem with the foreign lads, like, you know. I was up early this morning, like, because the birds outside the spare room window. Usually, I put a pillow over my head to block out the noise, but last night I had to give me pillow to the wife so she could rest her bad leg on it, you know. Her leg is really swollen at the moment. She says it's the heat, but I reckon it might be something to do with the amount of egg white she eats, you know. I did bring this up with her, but she just said,
eggs is me one fucking pleasure in life. Little oval capsules of pure fucking joy. Stop whittling on about them, you interfering fucking dial.
So, you know, I just keep me mouth shut now, like. Dog dead. So I just keep my mouth shut. I hate getting into bother with the wife, like. So anyway, I get out of bed and have a good early stare outside. I was able to imagine in my mind
the route the postman would take round the corner, you know, past the green telephone box thing with all the wires inside, you know, past the wall and up the path to the front door. Very nice little journey to recreate in your mind's eye. Then something caught my eye, really quite hard. There was something quite colourful laid on the grass verge, about the size of a pear, but man-made, you know, a very exciting sighting, so I decided to investigate. I was still quite chilly, you know, so I slipped on me puffer jacket and me son's Newcastle United scarf. I bought it for him when he was 11, but first time he wore it outside, I threw an apple for him to catch, like, and he fell over on the road. And he cut his cheek and his lip, like, and never wore it again. Still's got a bit of his blood on it, you know, but it always makes me sad to see it. But at least it is a memory. The puffer puffer has a puffer puffer zip and four puffer puffer press studs. The press studs are concealed, which can make me a bit fiddly, you know. It was nice and warm in me puffer puffer, though. It's increasingly looking like an excellent purchase. Well, I made me wait at the verge and I bent down to look at the mystery item. It was a tropical fruit yoghurt pot, about one third full. Just at that moment, the front bedroom window opened and the bloody wife started shouting.
What the fuck are you doing out in the street at this fucking spooky hour? Wearing our lad's scarf and picking up fucking litter?
I'm sorry I'm out at a spooky time. And I'm sorry I'm wearing our lad's scarf, like, but this bright pot had caught my eye for an investigation.
Bright pot! Bright fucking pot! It's that tropical fucking foreign yoghurt you tried to poison me with yesterday. I asked for porchies in a bowl, you fucker, and you bring me that shit. I slung it out of the window, you slack fuck.
Oh, I'm sorry, look. It won't happen again. I was just thinking about your leg health, like, you know.
Aye, well, I'm fucking awake now, so get in that fucking kitchen and fetch me a fucking 5 egg scramble.
So I knocked her up a fiver and I served it to her in front of TV.
This is a nice scramble, this, Peter. Nice and buttery. I fucking love butter.
I'm really pleased that you like it, love.
Peter, come and sit on the sofa.
I mean, bother, love.
Just fucking do it, you creep.
So I sit down next to the wife, like, you know.
Yeah, good lad, Pete. What do you say I'll lend you my phone so you can take a film of the postman's delivery today?
God, I would like that very much. I can watch it over and over again, and it will help me fill the time early morning, so I don't have to scrut about in the verges. Thanks, though. I do love you very much, you know.
Yes, I know, Peter. Now get off the fucking sofa and you're giving me the fucking sweats.
Yes, love, so there you go, Bob. Anyway, I've got my joke book here, so I don't know whether it's good enough, this joke. It's actually an old joke, like, and I was part of the joke, so I thought you might like to hear it.
Shall I do it, Andy?
Go for it. Just cut it out, what's wrong with
it? There were all the Geordies, you know, were at St. James's Park, and I was on the pitch being interviewed by Alan Shearer, like, you know. And they were trying to prove that I wasn't sick, like, you know, because people seem to think I might be, like, you know. It's touch and go, isn't it, really? So Shearer says, what is 15 plus 15? And I guessed, and I said 18. And all the Georges in the crowd start singing, give him another chance, give him another chance.
So, well, he says, I will give him another chance. He says, what's 5 + 5, Peter? And I said, 90. No, I thought it was out there about, like. But, of course, it's wrong. And all the crowd start shouting, give him another chance. Give him another chance. Well, Alan, really kindly, really, says he gives another chance. He says, Peter, what is 2 + 2? And I think about it quite deeply, and I give the answer 4. And the crowd get up once again and start shouting, give him another chance. Give him another chance. So that's, you know, it was just because my name was in there, I thought I'd do it. So, see you, Bob. One Peter Beardsley. There's only one Peter Beardsley. See you, Bob.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.